Dear Abbas, a narrative of love composed for you.
Abbas Babi's period of pilot training in America, CD number 11A, a gift from the pilot, Mr. Akbar Syed Barani.
In the name of God, Ms. Ghafouri, hello. The film you're now watching is from the period of training on Rees Air Base in the state of Texas. The film was made with an 8mm camera and is not very professional. Sorry about that. This is the trainees camp, and that's me. I made this copy for you just a few days ago. Well, it contains a lot of valuable memories because it contains footage of a lot of my friends from back then, some of whom were killed in the war. Like Abbas Babai. I should tell you that there are only a couple of shots of Abbas because he would always run away from the camera. Over there, we constantly had language classes, then theoretical and practical classes, difficult military exercises, which we called survivor classes, which were in reality teaching us how to stay alive during extreme situations which took place at sea, the mountains and the desert. We had parachuting classes. Pilot training started on the ground, I mean in simulators, which were the plane's cockpit, which were located in a covered hangar. You could do everything with them. except for taking off the ground. I mean flying. Oh, forgive me, I'm sorry. That's me in my pilot's jumpsuit and helmet, which I'm holding in my hand. You asked me to write or talk about Abbas Babai for you, so if you don't mind, I'll record it on this film. Abbas Babai was a true Muslim, an awe-inspiring Iranian. He did everything the right way. Prayers, fasting, his studies, exercise, his friendship. For a period, we had to become roommates with an American pilot trainee so our English would be improved. Abbas's roommate wrote a report at the end of the period and sent it to the captain of the training base. He said Abbas had psychological problems and did strange things like waking up at night and talking to himself, crying, leaving the quarters in the middle of the night, and so on. With that report, Abbas's certificate was put on hold and they got him a ticket to return to Iran. Abbas wrote a protest letter and gave it to the captain's office. He got an appointment and went to see him. The captain told him he'd gotten that report about him. Abbas explained that it was just a misunderstanding, that perhaps the performance of his religious duties had seemed strange for his roommate, and he had thus accused him of being crazy. Just like Americans who would go to church on Sundays to be close to their God, Muslims do the same thing 5 times a day and thank God for their blessings he's bestowed on us. For example, his becoming a pilot. The captain looked at Abbas's grades in his file, which showed he was both a good student and a pilot, as well as being the captain of the base's volleyball team. Oh, I'm sorry for interrupting, but right now you're about to see footage which shows a number of the guys I trained with, and Abbas is among them. And there's Abbas, the one who's laughing. God bless him. May he rest in peace. Yes, so as I was saying...
Yes, hello?
Hello, Masood, it's me, Hikmat.
Hello, how are you?
I'm at the hospital. I was so happy to hear Lily's feeling better.
Well, thank you very much. I was going to call you myself and thank you for getting them to return Lely's things.
Well, I didn't do anything. And regarding your passport, it's going to take me a few days. I'll contact you once the problem's resolved.
Forgive me, Miss Hekmat. Did Lely tell you anything about the incident that happened to her on the plane at all? Anything you remember? Anything?
Did you see the video?
Yes.
And you must have talked to her about that incident when you went to see her at the hospital, didn't you?
How did you find out?
The events that happened that day had a strange effect on Lely. She told me. She said it was like she was born again that day on the plane.
Well, it seems that in the last 6 months, Lely's changed a bit.
Did you find that man you were looking for? Farouk. Farouk Keramati.
Well, during this time, so many strange things have happened that I've become really confused. Can I see you tomorrow by any chance?
Of course.
Feet up!
Amazing how they're safe. Wow. Beautiful day for it. Yeah. Would you like to try? I'd love to try. It looks hard though, I'd be scared. I can't imagine jumping out of a plane. Please help me down.
Hello, who is this?
Hello. I'm over here on your right. I just landed. Here, over here, see me?
He's lying to you.
Come over here.
What? I'll be landing.
Looks like fun.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. You haven't been here before, huh?
No. How long have you been coming?
Ever since high school. The last few times Layla came too. She kind of got into it. I told you she's changed a lot.
Got into flying?
Yeah. She'd even started training. Training on the ground. Like her.
Very well. That's good. Raise the brakes. Easy, easy. Right, center the wing. That's great. Maintain the air pressure. Maintain the air pressure. Great job, great job. Slowly. Do everything slowly. Do everything slowly. That's very good, very good. Okay, keep trying now. There we go. That's enough, that's enough. Stop. That's great.
Ah, I'm sorry.
Important. Not important.
I can't.
Not important.
I...
It's not important. Never mind, it's not important.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, Masood.
Hi, Amazan. How are you?
Hi, how are you, Masood? How's Layli doing? Is she conscious?
No, she's still in a coma.
How long is she supposed to stay like that?
It's not clear. When someone gets in a coma, it's not that easy to do anything for them.
Look, do you want us to bring her to Canada? How long do you plan on staying in Iran?
I don't know. I have to get my passport, and then I'll decide what I'll do from there. No, it's just a misunderstanding.
Look, do you want me to tell Dad to see what he can do for you?
No, sweetie, why bother them for no reason?
All your projects are on hold, Masood. The publisher who placed the order has called several times asking where you are.
I'm tired, okay? Let whatever happens happen.
I don't want to say forget about Layli and come back. But if you don't finish your projects on time... it'll be very bad for your reputation.
Look, I've got enough problems as it is over here. Either don't call me anymore, or if you're going to call, don't remind me of all my miseries.
You scared me.
I got scared too. I'm sorry. Oh, forgive me, please.
Hello. Don't worry about it. We have to massage her body every other day with a special ointment so she doesn't get bed sores.
Don't they do it themselves? Why are you?
I wanted to, so I'd have an excuse to stay with Layli longer. Did you see Dr. Hadia? She was on her way out.
I have to see her. And you're supposed to answer some of my questions today.
Of course. You go see Dr. Hadjian and then come back and we'll talk some more. By the way, something's come for you from abroad. It's to be read.
Thank you so much. I'll be right back.
It's obvious he really likes you. The first time I saw him, I saw doubt, not concern, in his eyes. I didn't understand what he had doubts about. But as long as a person is in love, he doesn't doubt the one he's with. You know, if I could make a secret wish right now, a wish that I knew would come true, I'd wish for them. I'd wish for all people to experience true love in their lives. Life without love is like nothing. Life without love isn't even life. Love does something to a person so that you'll understand that things that are on the surface that seem important really aren't important. And many things that seem unimportant can be more precious than anything else in the world. Do you remember I once asked you whether you think we're in love with God or God is in love with us? You said God's in love with us. Well done, I said. You've attained true insight. Layli, I'm so happy. I'm happy that between mind and heart, you've chosen your heart.
O Prophet, Allah's peace, blessings, and grace be upon you. Allah's peace be upon us and upon all pious servants of Allah. Allah's peace.
Hello and greetings to my future colleague. May God accept it.
Hello, thank you. God willing, Father.
My daughter is more precious and beautiful than the most delicate flower. Let's go have breakfast. Then we have an appointment at the Department of Education.
Sure, Father.
Unfortunately, we have no need for instructors in Qazvin. If you're interested, I can hire you in the office as either a training consultant or possibly even a librarian.
No, Mr. Sebei. I have to teach no matter what. I went to Gamsar for 2 years in order to become an instructor.
I'm sorry. The one of the villages near Qazvin has made a request for a teacher. I'm talking about Zajibustan. Their teacher's requested to go back to her hometown. Now she's just waiting for her replacement.
Well, that's great.
But it's very far away.
It's about an hour's drive from here to there. Your daughter will have to make the commute every day. She might become tired of it. Now you have time to go home and think about it. Then let me know what you decide.
One hour, every single day, is too much for you.
If you allow it, I don't have a problem, Father.
Can we go there and take a look?
Yes, of course you can. Go there and look around. Give it some thought. And if you want it, she can bring her documents and I'll let her start from tomorrow. But think about it very well. If she decides to go there, I won't be able to transfer her anywhere else. Because it's a lot of trouble.
Regardless, I'm very grateful.
Here are all my documents, sir.
Seems your daughter is really in a hurry.
No, I'm just worried someone else will get it first. Of course, I'll go with my father to see the school first, and if he doesn't approve, then we shall think of something else.
My daughter has thrown a leash around my neck and can drag me off to wherever she pleases.
I see.
What is it, Father? You're quiet.
I'm thinking about the fact that you'll have to drive all this way and back every day. And with those pile of junk minibuses.
If you agree to it, I don't have a problem, Father.
Well, since you insist, I'm not going to say anything. So now that your work's taken care of, don't you think you should give some serious thought to your future?
Was I thinking about it jokingly till now?
Are you making fun of me, young lady? In the blink of an eye, opportunities come and go. And after that, you're only able to regret it.
For now, just give me some time to focus on the job I've wanted all my life. There's plenty of time for other things. Rest assured, I know what I am doing. You'll get rid of your daughter soon enough, I can promise you that.
With that mouth of yours, I'm afraid I'm more worried about your future husband than I am about you.
Abbas, bro. I'm not just saying it.
Thanks, man.
I'm saying come to my house and rest for a few hours. Then you can go to Qazvin.
That's kind of you, but in a few hours we'll be in Qazvin.
All right. I think Saeed's in really bad shape. He's thinking of how to surprise his father with his foreign wife.
Yeah, listen to tonight's news for sure. I think my dad's going to start a riot in Qazvin.
You come to Qazvin and let us treat you to the local cuisine.
Abbas, come here. Abbas, come here.
Oh.
Run, run. Can you hear me? Say something. What happened? Right leg.
A scorpion got him. Saeed tied above his wound. Tied above his wound.
Stay with us, chump.
Richard,
pick him up and take him, Said. Can you walk?
I'll try.
Can you?
I'll try.
Get up. Come on. Get up.
Moment, I did believe I'm dying.
Jesus. I really do appreciate what you've done, gentlemen. I really don't know how to thank you. You saved my son.
And my dear son.
And even my kind brother. I appreciate you too.
Don't mention it. God helped him.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Okay. It's lunchtime. I have a surprise for you.
Thank you. Let's go already.
Gentlemen.
And the man said, "Yes, I'm right here. But what are you doing here?"
Stop joking around, guys.
Here you are.
We're hungry. Mom, I've never seen you cook something like this before.
Well, of course you haven't, sweetheart. It's the first time that I've cooked it. Rice and vegetables with fish. A special treat for our dear Iranian friends. You usually eat it on the eve of Nowruz, the first day of the Iranian New Year, and you call it Sabzi Palomahi.
It's got garlic. Here you are.
Pardon?
He said, "Here you are."
Okay. Papa. Papama.
Sure. Should I serve you?
No, serve yourself first.
Forgive me. Sorry.
They publish it four times a year.
Yeah, one for each season.
Good. It's very professional.
Please.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Danny, would you like some coffee too?
Sure, Mom.
It's so beautiful. And calming.
Do you love it?
Yes.
For you as a memento.
Really?
Sure.
Thank you. Then, can I have the other one?
Which one?
This one.
My photo.
For a memento, too.
Here you are.
Thank you. Don't laugh.
I can't believe you've fallen in love, man. Do you know what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm really stuck.
What about Abdullah? Have you thought about that?
No.
What about if it doesn't happen?
I don't want to think about that.
I understand.
I'm kind of dealing with that too, lover boy. Well, I guess we don't have any choice, bro. We've got to follow our hearts wherever they lead us.
What if she doesn't want to become a Muslim? Or if her family doesn't?
And something else. Everything we believe in our religion is in this book. Its author is a great man for us, who we believe is speaking the Quran. I suggest you read it if you like. And think about it. And then answer us.
We don't want Annie to be far from us. And when she makes a decision, we always respect it. We suggest you give her the book as a gift. Then she can make up her own mind.
Please repeat after me. I testify.
I testify.
That there is no God.
That there is no God.
Except Allah.
Except Allah.
Okay. And I testify.
And I testify.
Muhammad is.
Muhammad is.
The messenger of Allah.
The messenger of Allah.
And I testify.
And I testify.
Ali is.
Ali is.
The vicegerent of Allah.
The vicegerent of Allah.
Okay. Congratulations.
Congratulations, man.
Hope you have a happy life together.
Thank you. Thank you.
Miss Annie Scott, am I your lawyer in order to marry you with Mr. Saeed Khojastafar?
Yes.
Say, Bali.
Bali.
Congratulations.
Congrats, man.
Congratulations, man.
The same sentences in Persian language for Mr. Saeed Khojastafar. Mr. Saeed Khojastafar, am I your lawyer in order to marry you with this woman, Miss Annie Scott? Is that correct?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Well done. Well
congrats,
done.
Man.
Congratulations.
Here's to the happy couple.
Well done.
Hey, beautiful people.
Come on. We celebrate good times. Come on.
It's a happy time. Let's dance.
Happy time.
Hey.
Come on, everybody. Let's
to
dance.
The beautiful bride.
Five kilometers. We'll be there in 10 minutes. Hope it goes well.
It'll be okay, Saeed. Don't worry so much. It'll be okay.
I won't tell him today. Poor guy'll get too upset.
Yeah, why do you have to tell him today? Wait a couple of days. Let things settle down, then do it. Or maybe we will go tell him together, all right?
Look, has Hafaz said anything about Annie and my dad?
In fact, he has. Who for the sight of the true beloved opened my eye, that one am I. O work-doer, slave-cherisher, what thanks to thee should I utter? O heart, from the difficulties of the path turn not the rein, for of descent and ascent reflecteth not the man the path.